some of Hevra to do this.
Yeah.
He's got a knife. Knife is dead. I left it.
Can't see the knife.
Somebody took it then.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Good to be back. If any of you have travelled recently by air across France, which you often do on the way back from Eretz Yisrael, if you're so lucky as to get to Eretz Yisrael and to travel back on a plane, and if you're watching your screen, your airline screen, and you're not watching Chas V'Shalom, you're not watching The Sound of Music, or something, Gladiators, or whatever it is, yeah? Yeah, so you're not watching anything that you shouldn't be watching, but you're watching the flight radar. And the flight radar tells you exactly how far away you are, and how many miles you've got to go, and what the wind speed is outside the plane, and the temperature, and all the other things. And as the plane moves across the map, so the names of places pop up. Yeah, the names of the places come up. And as you pass across southwest of Paris, one of the names that pops up, yeah, on the, and I only noticed this after I'd learnt this, which was something going back a couple of years, there's a place called Blois, B-L-O-I-S, yeah, called Blois. It's in the Loire Valley, and I suppose English people will call it Blois. Yeah, because we don't know how to pronounce these words. I remember one of the Rabbonim who gave a drosha here, and he said, yes, the Rav was walking down the street together with his entourage. So, that's right. So anyway, this place is called Blois. It still exists. It's a very pretty place. It's on the river Loire, and it's about 40 kilometers southwest of Paris, 855 years, and approximately 855 and 2 months ago, in the year 1171, in Blois was the first blood libel in Europe. And when I say in Europe, I mean continental Europe, as against England, because England has the distinction of being the first place where, before the first 1171 blood libel in Europe, there were already five blood libels in different places in England. In Gloucester, and in, I've forgotten the names of the places, but in Norwich, and in other places, there were already blood libels in England. So England has the distinction of being Mechadish, the blood libel, and then we exported it to France. The first blood libel was in 1171 in Blois. What happened? A Yid, 855 years ago, before Pesach, took his horse to water his horse, to give the horse to drink by the river. And whilst he was at the river and his horse was drinking, he saw a non-Jew murdering a non-Jewish child. And after the non-Jew had murdered the non-Jewish child, he threw the Christian child into the river. The Yid saw this. The Goy saw that the Yid had seen him. And the Goy was afraid that the Yid would go and masser him. Yeah. So the Goy quickly went back to town and went back to the priest and said that this Yid was seen at the river, and then it was the Yid who had murdered the Jewish child. And if you go and search in the river, you'll find a Christian child, yeah? That if you go in the river, you'll find the Christian child floating. You'll find him around that area of the river. And immediately they went down to the river, they found the child, and they arrested 31 members of the Kehillah, all the Rosh HaKehillah, including 17 women. And they put them in prison. And they treated them very, very badly. They didn't give them a trial. Yeah? Whatever they protested didn't help at all. They kept them there for about 2 months. And on the 29th of May, which is tomorrow on the Goyish date, yeah, still it's next Friday, a week later, on the Yiddish date, these 31 Yidden were given the choice of either Shmad or to be burnt alive. And they all refused the Shmad, and the 31 Yidden were burnt alive in Blois, in that town in France, 855 years ago. It's said that they were singing Oleinu L'Shabeach. It said that they died at the state, they died from the fire, from the heat, from the smoke, etc., etc., but their bodies were intact. As I state, it brings down the old story here in Sefer Tidor, yeah? But their bodies were intact, but they died singing Oleinu L'Shabeach, and every one of them refused. And these 31 korbonos were murdered on the 29th of May in what's called in 1171. That was the first pogrom, as a result of which Rabbeinu Tam, who was the Godel Hador at the time, was Koveya, the day when they were Oila Lamoikod, which was Chof Sivan, as a day of Tarnis in France for the French Kehila. Bleda will carry on tomorrow.
Started in the Northwest London.
I'm not here tomorrow.
Thursday, Yud Beis Sivan, 28th of May, Rabbi Toivia Gross, Shlita, Magishiv, Dirishu, Shiva Semea Tashlumin. This week's term is responsible for OCK, Shafta Zvez, Lagdol Tzor Hadiro. But in the Shmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben, Rabbi Shimon Michal, Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichro Nodiv Lacho.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Shkoyach for the privilege again to be able to speak here in Torah Way. Shkoyach for Rabbi Josh. Chaval that last time I was still called by Rabbi Dodi Zechrini Levrucha, Shkoyach Zechrini Tzadik Levrucha. It says, Ve'ed Yalim in the Oretz. I thought Ve'ed is Rabbi Dodi Itzkovich. He's Yalim in the Oretz. He was taken up to Yenavel, but he's here with us every morning by the Shkoyach. He's definitely here because when he called me last week, Rav Josh called me, I was in Miran. And Rav Shimon Ben Yochai says, As kolo'im adov ha-shmim epiv, sifsoysav doivis bekev. If someone says something b'shem someone else, then his sifsoysav doivis bekev, his mouth moves in the cave. So if we say, Lil Nishmas Rav Dodi, then of course his s'chias up there are phenomenal, and Eib Shehol from Tehei, Shmuse Tzuri Rav Eisachayim. We'll speak in Indian, Shivas Yimei HaTashlimin, which today we're still in, and it's a sugya which Be'etzim is negeya for these 7 days after Shavuos, but Be'etzim something which we should take with us for a whole year. So we'll start with the sugya. The sugya is a sugya in Mishnah in Chagiga, Daftes. The Mishnah says as follows: Mi shalei chag b'yom tov rishon shel chag, chagig eskal haregel b'yom tov achron shel chag. Someone that, for whatever reason, wasn't able, he was an oinus, and he wasn't able to bring the carbon Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, can do a tashlumin the other days of Yom Tov. Which are the other days? Each and every day of Yom Tov, which means on Pesach you have 7 days, on Sukkot the Gemara will say we have 8 days. Hagam that Shmini Atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzmoi. It's enough to have a tashlumin for the days of Sukkot. Over a regel v'loy chag, if the regel went past the Pesach, the Sukkot went past and you didn't be makir of the carbon chagiga, ein chay bechir yisoy. And alzeh nemar nebuch me'ivas liyichaliskin v'chisaren liyichalimonis, which we don't find many times in Shas, but these are one of the few times we find it, that someone nebuch that didn't manage to bring the carbon for whatever reason he was, whatever reason it was, will not be able to bring a carbon anymore, and it's his loss. That's a Mishnah in Chagiga, that's a famous Mishnah where the sugya starts. The Maisa, we have the Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Yid Zayin, which is where we learn, we go to the sugya of Shvius. Omer Reb Elazar, Omer Reb Oishia. The Mishnah in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin, and the Gemara straight after. Omer Reb Elazar, Omer Reb Oishia, Menayi La Atzeres Sheyesh La Tashlumin. How do you know that Atzeres, which is Shavuos, has Tashlumin? Kal Shiva, Shenemar, V'chag HaMatzis, V'chag HaShvius, V'chag HaSukkos. So Be'etzim, Yom Tov Pesach, Yom Tov Sukkos, we know that there's Tashlumin, because the Yom Tov, although it's Chalamoyed, is still part of the Yom Tov, and it starts and it ends with the Yom Tov. So these days, Hagam, they're Choyl HaMoyed, Ablamasa, they've got Kedisha Smoyed, and therefore, they're part of Yom Tov, so there it's easy to understand that they have Tashlumin throughout those days. Abba Shvius, which is a Yom Tov, only one day, and the rest of the days, Lechoyra, is after Shavuos, is Yimei Chol. Meichet Heis to say that we have Tashlimin 7 days. Zogti Gemara. Menayin atzeres sheyesh l'tashlim and kol shiva shenema v'chag amatzes v'chag shviyas v'chag sikus. We have all three yom tovim in one pusik. Makish chag shviyas l'chag amatzes. We makish, we make a hekesh between chag shavuos to chag amatzes. Ma chag amatzes, like Pesach, we see yesh l'tashlumin kol shiva. We see Pesach has 7 days of yomei tashlumin. Av chag shviyas yesh l'tashlimin kol shiva. Also, chag shviyas also has 7 days where you can rectify and come back to Yerushalayim to catch up on your chiyuvim. Oh, very good. So it's only 7 days of Pesach. Because after Pesach doesn't have the Kedushas Pesach, which is why we struggle to understand Shavuos should have. Because Shavuos Lamais is a one-day Yom Tov, and once a Yom Tov has passed, L'chayra, there's no more Kedusha in those days. Chol HaMoed, although they're Chol, they still got Kedushas Moed, HaMavazis HaMayad, this is referring to Chol HaMoed, which is why we have to have the Kedusha in Yom Tov. But after Shavuos, there's no Kedusha, Mechateser to say that there's Kedusha. Says the Gemara that we're makish to Chag HaMatzis. Like we see, they're all in the same Pasuk. We're makish to Chag HaMatzis. Then the Gemara goes in to say why we're makish to Chag HaMatzis, where you see you only have 7 days. We're makish to Chag HaSukkos, where you have etzem 8 day Yom Tov. So why do you say? The Gemara has Arichas. Lamas, the Gemara says the famous Klal, which we find many times in Shas, to fast a mirror below to fast. Tefasta miyat tefasta, which is tefasta miyat is 8 days would have been more. So now we have a choice of 7 days, which is Pesach, or 8 days, which is Sukkot. So we rather take the lesser one, the smaller amount, and we never like to grasp too much. So from this sugya is mashma that be'etzim, the days of Pesach, like the rabbi mentioned, that the days of Pesach have Kedushas Pesach, the days of Sukkot have Kedushas Sukkot, which is why you have Tashlumin, and Oipazoi, you have Kedushas Tashlumin Kol Shiva, you have after Shavuos. Now we struggle to understand, these days are Yemei Chol, and they don't have a Yom Tov before, they have a Yom Tov after, so why, and what Kedusha do they have? Befrat nowadays, but even Yemei HaMikdash, Mechateis, to say that these 7 days, although we have a Hekesh, what are those 7 days Tashlumin? We don't find in many mitzvahs that you have Tashlumin, although we find in Tefillah, which we'll go into later. Lemaisa, so the Chakira is, which is cleared by Kama Achreinim, and they all clear the same Chakira. Are these days Be'etzim a Yom Tov? So 7 days of Yom Tov? 7 days of Regel, like we find in Sukkot and Pesach, like the Regel? Or they Pashat Tashlumin, that you can catch up. It's like someone comes afterwards and does a mitzvah for Be'etzim, the Chiyav, the Zman is the Shmechayav, the Zman is the Yemei Chol. But the Tashlim and Pshat is that he can go be Mashlim now because he forgot to bring, he was the Oynus, he wasn't able to bring, the Torah gave him a Chiyav, that the next 7 days he could still come to Yerushalayim to be Makriv with Karban Chagiga. But not Pshat the Be'etzim, it's a regal. L'mayin of Gemina, we'll get to that in a minute. So we'll bring Kama v'Kamarayas from the Gemara's first to see if these days Be'etzim have Kedusha in them or they're just Yemei Tashlumin, but Be'etzim there's no Kedushas Regel, Kedushas Yom Tov. So the Gemara in Chagige Amad Beis, Yidzayin Amad Beis says, Devei Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, Omer Kro v'Kerasim v'Kirtzachim. It says in Pasuk, v'Kerasim Be'etzim Hayoyim Azeh. And it also says, v'Kirtzachim es K'tzir Artzachim, which is one after the other. So the Gemara says, which Yom Tov is it Shaykh to read and to be able to cut, because l'chayr, if it's Yom Tov, v'krasim be'etzem ayyum azeh, which is usually Yom Tov, how can you go and cut on Yom Tov? L'chayr, Yom Tov is usa to go cut the harvest. Says the Gemara, have ayyum azeh chagatzeres, ayyum es ilem be Yom Tov. What are you going to say? On Shavuos, you're allowed to read and cut. L'chayr, you mustn't cut on Yom Tov. K'tir be Yom Tov mishari, are you allowed to go cut your harvest on Yom Tov? Eilulav letashlumin. Eilulav, says Rashi, letashlumin are these 7 days which we find after Yom Tov, that although they're not considered mamish Yom Tov, they've got the din regel, says Rashi, enough to be able to call it a kerasim. So we find a Yom Tov, which is be'etzem called a regel after Shavuos, and afiloch, you're allowed to go cut, which are these 7 days of Shavuos. After Shavuos, we know that Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkos, one shouldn't do melacha lekatchila unless it's a dover of it. And here it says the Bekirtzachim is mamish that you can go cut lekatchila. So Pshat is that it's not referring to Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkos, it's referring to the Yemei HaShavuos after Yom Tov, and although they're called a regal, you're still allowed to cut. So from this sugya l'chayr, we see that it's considered a regal, and although we're allowed to cut, it's still got the Kedushas Yom Tov. Now we have a Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Tes, where the sugya is about Tashlim and Zel Zez. There's a shale, famous shale, the Gemara declares, if Yom Tov, every day that you can do a Tashlumin on Sukkos, is a Tashlumin from the first day, the first day is the Etzem Chiyav, and then every day you can catch up from the first day. Or pshat is, know that every single day has its own chiev to bring the carbon. So although you didn't have a chiev to bring the first day, let's say the Gemara says a chigah that became better the next day, someone that was not well the first day, that was not able, or shoyter shenis chalom, and someone that became better after he was not well. So the first day, be'etzim, he had no chiev, als oynes, als not a well person, he had no chiev. But the second day, he does have a chiev. Pshat is that every day is mechayev its own carbon, or no, that because the first day he was potter, and the rest of the days of Yom Tov are only tashlumen to the first day. So if the first day he was potter, and the whole Yom Tov is potter, that's a clear in the Gemara. The Masa Tosa says, tashlumen zel lezeh, devar maschil, tashlumen zel lezeh daf tes, vahid lekamon, the sugi that we see in daf yedzayin, the ofinon tashlime b'chag ha-shviyas, b'chag ha-matzis called zayin, lemestabel lemeime tashlumen zel lezeh, kiyum edachol gomeri. You can't say that these 7 days after Shavuos are all a regal b'fnei atzmei, and every day is mechayev to bring a chagiga, because these days where we're now after Shavuos are not be'etzem kedushas yomtiv. Kim the chol gomer he is a lashon toises. So pshat is that the chiyev is only a chiyev that's noitz on Shavuos, and someone that was able to bring on Shavuos should have bought on Shavuos, and if he can't, he should bring the 7 days after. But if, let's say, he was potter to bring it on Shavuos because he was a not well person, and although he became better after Yom Tov, lemaisa on Shavuos he was potter, or if I say after Yom Tov, it'll also be potter. It's mashma from Tosis to Loka Gemara that these days are not Yemei Regel, the mamash Yemei Chol. Now they have a din tashlum, and you're allowed to bring up the Torah gave you a schia that you're still allowed to catch up. But the master, they have no kedusha. We'll get to that. Is Azoy's mashma in this Toysus. Of Lechoyer, we have a Shverer Stira in Toysus. Because Toysus, in Menachas of Samachayim, we won't go into the Sugya. But Lamasa, Loshna Toysus is Azoy. The Sugya of Sphere, so Oyma there. The Toysus says Azoy. Regel v'tchila se regel. Afal gav dat tzeres yim echad. Although Shavuos is only one day. The Kedusha Shavuos is only one day. Kivim d'yesh l'chagigosoy. Tashlimin kol shiva, shaykh ba tchilas haregel. Lemasa, we find that we've got tashlimin kol shiva. Oibazay says toisus, shaykh ba tchilas haregel. To say that the first day is considered tchilas haregel. Say that achroinim, Reb Meir Simcha Medvin, Kedal Sameach says, mashma from here, that's only tchilas haregel, but the rest of the days, the other 7 days, also have a kedushas regel. Mashma, that there is a kedusha in these 7 days after Yom Tov. Ilchayr, we have a toisus in Chagigid of Tess that says, Yemei Chol, Gomer he, that the mamash yemei chol, and we have a tosis in Menachas of Samachay, which refers and says that it's tchilas regel, mashma the tchilas regel, that the other days, we find the same terminology in Sukkot and in Pesach, where the first day is tchilas regel, and the rest of the days are considered part of the regel. If not, it's not shaykh to say on Shavuos that tchilas regel, because it's the tchilas regel and the whole regel is one day. In the shaykh Zug in the Lushan, tchilas regel is mashma from this tosis, as it's considered, it is considered Episeregel. Now we have to understand what's going on here. The master Rabbi Chil Mechel Feinstein, which was Adam and Bris, he clears his child, and he said, I'll say the Lushan, he says, because he's mamish Madaik. Vina yeshle stapik behaidina, the ikat ashlumin kol shiva batzeres, emindina be'alma, the yochel lehovi karboni kol shivu. It's tam a din that you can bring back every day, part of the 7 days, a carbon. After lekel yomim eli din regel, that they haven't got be'etim a din regel, or yidah be'emes le'inin havas tashlumin chashvinam le'yomim eli keregel, because the Torah gave us a schir. And the Torah said that the Maaseh, you can bring the carbonos, oy balzoi, although nowadays, we'll get to that in a minute, but although in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no chiev, there was a chiev to bring a carbon if you weren't able to bring the first day. We can consider these days like a regal. And we've got a raya from the Gemara and Bifrat from Tosfos to say that these days are tchilas regal and these are mamash yimei regal. And we have another Tosfos in Chagigat of Tess which says that these days are not a regal. Bichlal dechol gomerhi. Now legaba tachnan, we heard before legaba tachnan, we have to know these days, are they mechayev tachnan or are they not mechayev tachnan? Why? The main of gemina, because in the zman beis hamikdash, if it's tchilas regel and pshat these days are yemei regel, oibazoi, there's a chiyev to bring a carbon. Could be nowadays is also, although we don't bring carbonis nowadays on the Yom Tov itself. Oibazoi, if we don't bring carbonis, then the ganze Yom Tov hanti getat and the chazeiche, the carbonis that we used to bring. Oibazoi, the 7 days after Shavuos will also be a zeiche to the carbonis that we used to bring. But if the days be made Beis HaMikdash, Bezman HaMikdash were only a Tashlumin, then those days where you had a Chiyav to bring a carbon, the after days, the 7 days after, were Choyvah Tashlumin to the Yom Tov. Upshat, they didn't have Kedushas Yom Tov, nowadays, Mech Teis, to say that they have Kedusha Bechlal, We haven't got the Beis HaMikdash, so we haven't got Karbanis, so the whole Shviyas Diga Karban is not a Chiyav anymore. If there's no Chiyav us anymore to have a Tashlim, and if the whole Chiyav is only a Tashlim and there's no Dinyimei Regal, then where is that negated to us nowadays? So L'chayr, where would we see that if it's Kedushas Yom Tov or not? We find every morning we say Tachnan or not, because we know Yom Tov is Kif Lamed base days in the year which we don't say Tachnan, and there's Rechav days as 222 days, which we do say Tachnan, and these Kif Lamed Beis days, L'chayre, are these 7 Yemei Atzeres after Shavuos considered days that we do say Tachnan or we don't say Tachnan? So let's see, in Shulchan Aruch Nerechem, a Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet, in Hilchos Shviyos, the end of Hilchos Shviyos, it says, Asulis Anis Mitzoy Chag Shviyos. There's no mention of the 7 days afterwards, it's only Mitzoy Chag Shviyos, which is referring to Isra Chag, and that's it. Azoch the Remu, very interesting, says, Ein Omrim Tachnan Metchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Ches Boy, the Haini Acher Isra Chag. In Mamayda, we don't find anywhere that there's a Kedusha in these days, and there's no Yemei Regal, Oibazo, we say Tachnan. And in Shulchan Aruch Nerechem, Hilchos Tachnan, Siman Kiyam Flamet Aleph, it says all the days that we don't say Tachnan, and Veloy Metchilas, the whole Lashonis, the Einif Lalpneim, like Boimen, and Tobishvat Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, all the Yomim Toivim, Veloy Metchilas Rosh Chodesh 7, Ad Achar Shavuos. So again, we see that there's no Chiyav to say Tachnan only till after Shavuos, but the 7 days after are not referred to at all. But we find other Rishonim, Nachronim, that do bring that you shouldn't say Tachnan. The first is the Rav Yah, in Masechtas Chagiga, Ois Tof Tof Vav, and he has a girsa in the Gemara to say that there's a Issa Hesped, Sheyesh Issa Hesped V'tanis, V'shisha Yomim Achrei Atzeres. That's it, for 6 days after Yom Tov, there's a Issa to be Masped and to have a Tanis. Obviously, we see there is some Kedusha in these days. Coming down to the Halacha, we find the Prichodash and Erechem, Simen Kif Lamed Aleph, and the Lashon is Ad Achar Shviyas, V'oni Noi Hagin, Ad Yid Gimel, V'loi Ad Bechlal, Metam Dechag HaShviyas, Yesh Tashlimen Kol Zayin. So we see the Prichadash already says that there's a Chiev to say, not to say Tachnan after Yom Tov until Yid Gimel. The Yid Gimel is a Shalit in itself, because Yid Gimel is only in Chitzaret, because in Eretz Yisrael it finishes Yid Beis. So Yid Gimel in Chitzaret is another Shalit for 7 days. It's also got a Sveika Diyomo and not Pashas we take on. We don't be Machme so much or Michael so much. The Mogen Avraham is Sifkot Yid Ches, then Kif Lamed Aleph brings Vizel Shoyne Ad Acha Shviyas Vyesh Mekremis Nahagish Lippel Shesh Yom Acha Shviyas Mtech She Karbonis Hoy Lehem Tashlimen Kol Zayin. So we find already that the Karbonis were Tashlumen for the 7 days after Yom Tov, therefore we shouldn't say Tachten. Now coming to the Heilige Chovetz Chaim in the Mishneh Brira, he brings in Simon Kif Lamed Aleph Sifkot Lamed Vov Vyesh Mekremis, the Lashon is Vyesh Mekremis Nahagin Shaloi lipoil kol shisha yomim sh'achar shviyas mnei shekarbonis shal chag ha-shviyas hoi lehem tashlumin kol zayin, because we find that the 7 days after Yom Tov had the Kedusha because we were able to bring karbonis. Oy bazoi, even nowadays where we can't bring karbonis and we're not bezman ha-mikdash, although we still have the chika, we're not be'etzem mechayiv and we can't bring it, is afilo hocha says in Mishneh Brira, we shouldn't say Tachnan. So we see that the Mishneh Brira and other Achroinim were saying that you mustn't say Tachnan nowadays, although
you mustn't.
No, again. Yeah, the Rav Batim Midrashim, I've been a few Batim Midrashim here in Eretz Yisrael.
The
monks they do. Sure. The Ramah Paskins that we do. So
why is it they were the Hespedim by the Lamaya?
There was a Levi.
There was a
Levi
yesterday.
They go over there in Shulchan Aruch.
But we didn't say Tachnan.
Maybe they're Davening monks.
No, they didn't.
Yesh. A Hespet also nowadays. It's not Mamish Toy Lehob Hob, because a Hespet nowadays we find. I once heard from Rav Steinman in Eretz Yisrael once gave a Hespet, and someone said, although there's no Hespet, he was Pink Nifta Erev Chanukah as well. Where there's no Hespedim, Tachnan no Hespedim, but he said that although a Hesped you mustn't give, you can still give Divrei Preda. When they call it Divrei Preda nowadays, and then they go already into a Hesped. Of a Masa. The 6 Shivas Yemei Tashlimin is because you have including the Yom Tov, so you have 6 days afterwards.
Yeah.
So we find that Achroinim have a clear Legaba Tachnan, which is negay to us nowadays, because the Maisa nowadays that we haven't got the Karbonis, do we still have a Chiv not to say Tachnan, or for us it's all fallen away. Lamasa, the Chiv of Tashlimin, Stamazay is very negaya. It shouldn't be negaya to people, but there was once a shala many years ago when Concords were still flying. If someone left England and he arrives to America and on the way became Nacht already, that he left at 6 o'clock and Nacht is at 7 o'clock. So he left England. He didn't have a minyan mencha, so he davened. He missed mencha, so he davened Marav twice on the plane. And the Masi arrived to America, to New York, and was still before Nacht. And he found a minyan mencha in the airport. So Pshat is, do we say Tashlumin is Be'etzem the Chiev of mencha? Let's declare. Is Tashlumin Pshat is that you're davening a mencha and a Marav? Or Pshat is a new Lamdas of a new Marib, which is instead of Mincha, but not Pshat that it's Ke'ili Yidav and Mincha. The Nafkamina is, if you arrive to America and you haven't yet Davan Mincha on that day, then you can still Davan Mincha, or not, because if you Davan twice Marib and your Marib was considered a Mincha, then could be you can't Davan, you shouldn't Davan Mincha again because you've Davan Yechoivis Mincha in the Tefillah of Marib. But that's always the Kilein Tashlimin. Pshat is Tashlimin if the Pshat is the Mitzvah has the same as Chayavis, or it's a complete new Chiev and it hasn't got the old Chiev. We won't go into that Sugi today, it's a Sugi for itself, maybe next time it's Yad Deshmaya. The Maise, the Shal is nowadays, we can clear if there's a Chiev to be Oyle Regal nowadays or not. What's a Chiev to be Oyle Regal nowadays? We know that Zman Beis HaMikdash, the Yerushalmi says, Lashon HaYerushalmi is, Amr Rabbi Shiva ben Levi, in Chagiga Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the first Shekel Yerushalmi, Menayin Shekel HaMakayim Mitzvah Sri'iyak, Ili Mikavu Pnei Ashkhine, Tichsev Shalish Pa'amim Beshana, Yerai Kol Zechichas, Pnei Adon Hashem, Chagamatzah, Chagashvias, Chagasikas, Memeili, have a Chiev, all three Yomim Tovim to go up to Yerushalayim to be Oyle Regal. And that's in those days. The Gemara Chagiga said, the famous Gemara, Mayofi Pamaich ben Olim, Kamanuim Ragleim, Shal Yisrael Beshusha Olim Leregel. These were Bezman HaMikdash. The Shala is nowadays, is there Chiev nowadays to go be Oyle Regel? Is there Inyan to go be Oyle Regel? Or is Tadam no Inyan? So the Maz, we find many Gemaras that have Rayas, there are, and some Gemaras that there's no Chiev. The Gemara in Gittin says, we won't get in Bariches, but Hamevi get in Dina Sayam. The Halacha is, you have to say b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam, the two reasons, either because we choishish that it was not the Shema, or because ein eidem atiyin lekaimu. And the Gemara says, an afkamina would be in Eretz Yisrael, because the bezman amigdash ve'oile regal, mameila, there were many people coming from Eretz Yisrael to Chitzeret, so therefore you can find someone. So ibazoi, then it's not shaykh to be stuck. But nowadays, where there's no chiv anymore to be oile regal, you're not going to find people traveling so much from Eretz Yisrael to London, or vice versa, or to Chitzeret, vice versa, mameila, there's no chiv nowadays to be oile regal. Mashma from the Gemara in Gittin, Gittin daftal, that there's no Chiev nowadays to be Oyle Regel. The Master, the Gemara in Tanis, says that the reason why we started, the famous Mishnah in Tanis, why we start Zayin Chejvan, to count, to save a Saint Talamot, is to give the Achron Shebi Yisrael time to come back, which was only in the Gev as Man Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim. But nowadays, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we don't go to be Oyle Regel. So the Ram says in the beginning of Tanis that L'chayr, there is a Chiev nowadays, and the Lashna Ram is, the fishoim is asvin mikol svivis beregel brishalim kemoish oisin gam hayoim shoim minig ze bechal azmanim af la achar achavn. That's a lashon haran. Mashma from the ran that even the achar achavn, even when it's asif, if you medayik in the ran says mikol svivis beregel brishalim. Doesn't say to the harabais chas shalom or anywhere near there. Shata used to go to Yerushalayim. That used to be a zeichel adova. The mice we find many other achrenim also clear the shale and they bring from other rishonim even achrenim. The Seif Chassidim brings Rabbeinu Haiguin Hoy Oilem Abovel Yerushalayim B'chol Shonu B'chagasikis V'yimakavis Harazaisim B'shanu Rab Zayim V'omim V'kahanim Hoylchim L'fonov V'om Achrav V'hi B'soicham. Pshat is that there used to be an Indian to go out to be Oile Regal. Now the Shal is, what was the Indian to go be Oile Regal? So the Heilig Chassam Seif in Pashas Emoy has a hesped on the Rabbi Yosef Yashfi, he was called. Have the Loshna Chassam Seif here. Chassam Seif brings the same Yisod a couple of times, but the main is in the hesped in Drashas Heilig Beis. Chasam Seif in Rosh Hashanah, she and Tzaddik. So Chasam Seif, I'll say the Lashon Chasam Seif. Chasam Seif was upset that people were going to be mechaber Tzfas more than Yerushalayim. Chasam Seif, sachikach, why people are going to Tzfas more than Yerushalayim? And Oydol al Hoyna shel Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim always had the kedusha, will always have a kedusha.